On a Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Several parts of the country spent time fending off the weather this past weekend. Mississippi residents lived through moments of terror last night. A tornado struck Hattiesburg, home to the University of Southern Mississippi, where Leslie Nash is a student.
We ran downstairs, got into the bathtub. We just heard all kinds of noise, debris hitting the building, and in less than 2 minutes, everything kind of calmed down, and we walked outside, and there were people gathering, just crying and screaming.
The tornado knocked trees into houses and cars. It badly damaged buildings. It was one of several tornadoes in the South, and as of now, not a single death has been reported.
In the Northeast, the weekend blizzard is being blamed for at least 11 deaths. Record-breaking levels of snow and hurricane-force winds created problems from Maine to New Jersey.
And let's report on the aftermath in New England. Connecticut remains under a state of emergency after more than 3 feet of snow fell in places. All non-essential state employees have the day off. In Boston, schools remain closed. Public transportation is restarting after a 48-hour shutdown. And just as people recover today, it's expected to rain. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The town of Hamden, Connecticut, is digging out from the biggest dump. Some 40 inches fell, leaving the town with way more snow than places to put it.
This is too much snow to plow. We have payloaders moving snow.
Hamden Mayor Scott Jackson says 16 more trucks showed up last night from New York to help cart snow to dumping grounds. But still, he says, streets that would take a minute to plow are taking hours to clear.
Sometimes Mother Nature deals a card that is not in your deck.
Mayor Jackson and his counterparts from New Haven, West, and East Haven implored residents to
stay home, stay home.
Please don't go out. Stay home.
We know everybody wants to get out. Please be patient.
It is just not safe to come out yet.
Little by little.
In Massachusetts, where a mere 20 to 30 inches fell, even plows got stuck. A statewide ban on all non-emergency road travel, the first since the blizzard of 78, has lifted. But officials are also discouraging unnecessary travel, so commuters might have more than a snowball's chance.
I've never seen it like this before at all.
Snowplower Chris Casto was clearing a small street just west of Boston yesterday, stacking snow 8 feet high and running on fumes.
The guys are getting tired driving. You got to sleep at some point.
Yeah, how long have you been at it?
4 days, since Friday morning. Sanding and then plowing, and I've had about 4 hours off.
Casto says he wishes the travel ban was still in effect.
There's a lot of cars going out sightseeing now. They shouldn't be. They should be inside.
And as if on cue, a call comes to his cell phone.
I got somebody that's just stuck in a snowbank. I'll be right back.
Massachusetts coastal communities were among the worst hit. Waves taller than houses surged over seawalls in Scituate, flooding homes, and big chunks of snow floating on icy water made rivers out of roads.
We get kind of swallowed up in the whole deal. It just kind of overwhelmed us.
79-year-old John Ignatius McDonough lost power and fled his home in Plymouth for a nearby shelter. The number of those seeking refuge was increasing yesterday, even as some were finally able to leave on newly cleared roads.
I think here she comes. I hope.
68-year-old Doreen Porter couldn't wait to be picked up from the shelter by a friend who offered to take her in.
She has a fireplace and she has food. She can cook. So I'm glad to get out. I'm tired of sleeping on a cart, and I need a hot shower.
Massachusetts saw the most power outages in the region. Some entire towns were dark, but Governor Deval Patrick says repairs are going better than after recent storms when utilities were fined for their slow response.
The teams are all tired, but I know they're trying to, as they describe it, hit it hard. But if you're the one without power, you know, you're impatient, and I totally understand that, and more to the point, they understand that.
The pace picked up yesterday after roads cleared and the fierce winds died down. The gusts left snowdrifts looking like spectacular frozen sculptures and snow cover totally unpredictable.
1 minute it could be up to your ankles, next minute it could be like up to your thigh. You don't know.
13-year-old Alex Corrier was one of many young and old sledding yesterday in Newton, Massachusetts.
Okay, here it goes.
All right, Nita.
She's a screamer.
Screams of joy on a snowy Sunday afternoon, but this morning after, trying to move by car rather than sled, not so much. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Newton, Massachusetts.